Poverty is entrenched in some of Milwaukee's mainly black neighborhoods. People studying the issue say financial struggles piled up as employers left. So they say change will only come when more people are put to work in family-supporting jobs. WUWM's Annalise Henzel has more on the connection between segregation and poverty in this segment of our series, Project Milwaukee, Segregation Matters.
Decades of racist policies and attitudes have led to entrenched segregation in Metro Milwaukee. African Americans remain concentrated in the city, including in its poorest neighborhoods. History helps explain the relationship between poverty and segregation. For my lesson, I took a ride on the city's north side in a mainly black neighborhood that's struggling to find out how it got this way.
This was all A.O. Smith or Tower Automotive.
Howard Snyder heads the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation. He says the vast A.O. Smith Tower Automotive property off Capitol Drive once employed 10,000 people. The last of the jobs went away when Tower Automotive closed about a decade ago.
You can see when you get up here, it was all taken down.
Snyder says what also went away were smaller factories that bordered the huge plant.
Now there are storefront churches, but these were like a lot of little manufacturing was doing business with A.O. Smith. This is boarded up. They did business with A.O. Smith.
Snyder says because so many people who worked there lived nearby, the job losses hit surrounding neighborhoods hard. It's a story that began unfolding in Milwaukee in the 1980s as the city lost many of its manufacturing plants. UWM researcher Mark Levine says African Americans felt the biggest impact.
In the 1970s, 55% or so of African American males in Milwaukee who were employed in manufacturing, whereas about 25 or 30% of white males were employed in manufacturing. So the hit was much, much stronger in a black community that was much more reliant on manufacturing than the white community.
And resulting struggles have become generational for some black households. Levine's research shows many continuing to live in areas of joblessness and intense poverty with limited opportunities for change.
You have segregation, you have a declining economy, you have a concentration of economic distress, and then all of these indicators kind of pile up on one another, and you have, again, what I call kind of a zone of cumulative disadvantage.
The fact that we have so many people of color underemployed, unemployed, shut out of the job and economic arena is an indictment on this whole state.
Marilyn Miller is president of MICA, Milwaukee Inner City Congregations Allied for Hope. She says it's hard to understand why elected leaders didn't put major efforts in place immediately to help factory workers find new opportunities as old ones vanished. And she's frustrated that concentrated poverty in black neighborhoods has become the status quo. Miller says what's missing is attention from lawmakers who don't live in the central city.
People think they can wash their hands of it because they don't live there. It's a lie. You are a part of the solution as well as the problem.
What is also true, according to the Reverend Gregory Lewis of Pastors United, is that the entire community stands to gain when it puts all of its residents' skills to work.
We miss out on so much talent by not really nurturing all of it. You know, we leave so much genius right there laying dormant because we won't accept each other for who we are.
Some activists are looking for ways to connect black residents on the north side with meaningful employment. Faith leaders are pushing for more bus routes to take people from the city to more plentiful jobs in the suburbs. And CEOs such as Tim Sullivan are working to attract manufacturers to Milwaukee's north side. Sullivan is the former head of Bucyrus and now runs a company called The Rev Group. It makes vehicles such as buses and ambulances. He hopes to locate a plant on the north side.
Until we get companies willing to come into the north side and establish job opportunities, we just don't think we're going to move the needle. We're just not going to really correct the situation that evolved when the jobs went away.
So now here we're on 27th Street.
So this becomes critical. Because
back where our story began, at the old Tower Automotive site, efforts are underway to attract new businesses. The city has revamped the property and rebranded it as the Century City Business Park. Howard Snyder of the Northwest Side Community Development Corporation points out such endeavors take time. And he acknowledges some businesses go directly to the suburbs without looking twice at vacant parcels closer to Milwaukee's largely black neighborhoods. Snyder says planners may never learn the exact reasons, yet he doesn't rule out prejudice as a possible factor.
It could be that the business owner lives five blocks from the plant. It could be that he or she sends their kids to school there and they want to increase the tax base. It could be that they're afraid of this neighborhood. It could be all those things and everything in the middle.
Snyder says he wishes more employers would invest in this part of town in order to tap into its best asset, its human capital. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.